Time to talk movies as we welcome back to the program the film critic of the Boston Globe, author of the terrific book, Gods Like Us, Ty Burr, joining us this afternoon. Ty, welcome back.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you back with us. It's May 3rd, and summer movie season has already begun with Infinity War. Why is it starting earlier every year?
It's because the big movie of the spring, summer, wants to get a jump on the other movies. It used to be, remember, once upon a time, it was Memorial Day. Now we're moving well into April. Soon the summer movie season will be starting in January, but that's fine because there's never really anything good on screens in January anyway.
Well, Infinity War certainly set the bar pretty high, at least in terms of box office standards. That one might be tough to beat by anybody this summer.
Well, and let's not forget Black Panther opened earlier in the year, and that's one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
One of the things to look forward to this summer, regardless of genre, and it was in your Boston Globe summer movie preview this past Sunday. It's a big summer for women.
Yeah, surprisingly, we think of summer as a big action extravaganza and franchise movies and superheroes, and we think that there's a lot of testosterone sort of flying around the screens. I don't know why, and I don't think it's planned. Maybe it is. And they're always saying there aren't great roles for women, but this summer there seem to be a lot of great roles for women. I love the fact that the new Ocean's 11 sequel, Ocean's 8, is an all-female cast led by Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock. Last year we had Wonder Woman, but that was sort of like one in a crowd. Saoirse Ronan is in two movies. There's just a lot of talent floating around in both big budget studio movies and the smaller indies that sort of run between the feet of the dinosaurs.
One of the movies that stars a woman, Tully with Charlize Theron. We've got Mark Duplass who's in it coming on the show tomorrow. Have you seen this yet? How do you think it's going to be?
I have seen it. It's from director Jason Reitman and writer Diablo Cody, who worked together on Juno, and who also made Young Adult with Charlize Theron, which is a wonderful movie that not enough people have seen. This one sort of falls in the middle for me. But it's good, and in fact, Charlize Theron is fantastic in it, partly because she plays the kind of character that we don't usually see in movies, which is a realistic mother of a working class family, and everybody's sort of making noise about how she gained weight for the role and she looks terrible and isn't that great. It's just a really finely acted performance. She kind of amazes me because she can do action films, she can do glam, and here she is just believably human and struggling and sort of sardonic, and it's a pretty good movie and certainly worth seeing for her.
All right, on the other end of things, what do you think is poised to be the most disappointing sequel of the summer?
and we've got a lot of sequels. Let me see. I'm just looking at the list. There's Deadpool 2, Incredibles 2, Jurassic, a new Jurassic Park called Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. There's a new Valley Girl. I don't know why. There's a new Superfly. I don't know why. There's a new Equalizer. Denzel Washington is now sort of like anchoring this franchise. There's a new Mamma Mia with Meryl Streep going back and doing, and it's literally called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. with a title like that, you gotta make the sequel. There's a new Mission Impossible. I kind of dig the Mission Impossible movies. They're completely ridiculous, but a lot of fun. I don't have my hopes up for Deadpool, but we'll see. The thing's going to make a ton of money, but we shall see. For me, a little bit of Ryan Reynolds snark goes a long, long way. But it always, that's the thing about about Hollywood summer franchise movies. They kind of roll the dice. You never know what they're going to be. Some of them, they turn out okay, and some of them are just there to squeeze a quick buck. I know Incredibles 2. This is one of those projects where Disney has the rights to a bunch of Pixar franchises. So this is really Disney making a incredible sequel that probably Pixar wouldn't have made on their own. Does that mean it'll be bad? Not necessarily, but we shall see.
We're talking with Ty Burr of the Boston Globe. I don't even know if I can stand seeing the movie because I cried like a baby watching the trailer for Won't You Be My Neighbor?
This is a documentary about Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers. And in fact, it must be the times we live in. I think we're desperate. I think Fred Rogers is the anti-Trump. I'm just going to come out and say it. And I think we're desperate for a Mr. Rogers. And he's dead. But, you know, this documentary could bring him back to sort of cultural life. There is actually a Mr. Rogers biopic in the works with Tom Hanks, the, you know, our most trusted movie star, playing Mr. Rogers. They're releasing this movie in, like, you know, multiplexes, the documentary. And everybody I talk to is, like, really excited to see it, as am I. I think this could be an interesting hit. I think we need desperately somebody who's kind, just across-the-board kind, and reminds us of our kindness. So I'll be very curious to see how that does.
I'm also intrigued by what I've read about the new Gus Van Sant movie.
Oh, he won't get far on foot.
Yeah.
With Joaquin Phoenix. I have seen that. That is, it's a biopic, but of a person few people know, John Callahan, who was a paraplegic cartoonist and who did cartoons that were very sort of in your face and offensive about disabled topics. Very sort of corrosive humor, very funny guy. It's about his struggles as a substance abuser and alcoholic before and after the accident that put him in a wheelchair, and less about his art. It's Gus Van Sant. He hasn't really made a mainstream movie in a while, and it's Joaquin Phoenix, who is always worth watching. So it's a very interesting movie, and well worth seeing for Phoenix.
Is the world ready for R-rated puppets in Happy Time Murders?
Well, you know, we've already had, like, obscene grocery food, in Sausage Party, Sausage Fest, or whatever that was called. I think we are. And that's got a pretty good cast on it. That's coming later in the summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Late in the summer, they kind of roll out the big blockbusters early in the summer and then spread them out throughout. But by the time you get into August, it's usually the movies that are so bad they couldn't figure out where to release them, or the movies that are so weird they couldn't figure out when to release them. And, you know, both of those have their pleasures.
You talked about so many opportunities for women, and it's rare to see veteran women all together. And gosh, we'll see that in a couple of weeks with the release of Book Club with a tremendous cast of talented women.
Diane Keaton, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, and Jane Fonda. I'll go see that just to see. I mean, I hope the script is there, and they play four women who read 50 Shades of Grey in their book club, and I guess things go from there. But I will go see it just to see them on the screen together. I'd go see it for Diane Keaton at this point, and she's been in some pretty bad movies over the last 5-10 years, and she's wonderful in them. I mean, she just by herself raises the quality of them, you know, 2 stars. There's that. There's Annette Bening is in a film version of Chekhov's The Seagull, which sounds high art, but apparently knocked him dead at South by Southwest. Saoirse Ronan's also in that. I keep hoping that someday, somehow, Annette Bening will be in the movie that will win her a Best Actress Oscar. She's been deserving many times, but it hasn't happened yet. That's another one in this odd and welcome summer of women.
Yeah, and Jodie Foster is back, too.
Right, playing a proprietress of a mysterious motel in a sort of post-apocalyptic L.A. Okay, great. You know, as long as it brings Jodie Foster back to the screen, I'm good with that, too.
What do you think will be the most pleasant surprise of the summer?
I'm looking at my what am I looking forward to list here. There is a film coming out late in the summer called Crazy Rich Asians with Michelle Yeoh that sounds like an Asian My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and it sounds like it could be really stupid or really funny or both, and so that I'm looking forward to. There is a wonderful movie that I saw at the Independent Film Festival of Boston, which will be coming out at the end of the summer. It's called Support the Girls. It stars Regina Hall as the manager of a sort of Hooters-style restaurant, and it's really about the relationship between the women who work there. And it's a real working-class movie. It's a real 9-to-5 movie, and it's funny and moving and terrific. It's called Support the Girls, and you should support that when it comes out.
I'm intrigued as a baseball guy with seeing the story of Mo Berg come to the screen.
Yeah, with and what a story that is. He's a professional baseball player, a spy, an intellectual, sexually ambiguous on top of it, and Paul Rudd gets a rare lead role. Well, Paul Rudd's actually anchoring two films. The Catcher Was a Spy, that's the name of the Mo Berg movie, and it's a period piece set in World War II when Mo Berg worked for OSS. And Paul Rudd is also in the Ant-Man sequel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, with Evangeline Lilly playing the Wasp. So Paul Rudd's one of my favorite actors in that he doesn't quite fit into the hero mold. There's something a little off about him in a very sort of smart, edgy way. So it's funny to see him leading, holding down these two big movies. So that'll be interesting to see.
Hey, we talked about remakes, and I'm looking at the list here, and Papillon is being remade. Why?
Yes. Why? Because it's been, it's been almost 50 years, I think, since the first one.
That hurts.
And, I remember seeing that in the theater way back in the day. The new one stars Charlie Hunnam, who's this kind of, nobody really knows him, but he's been in a bunch of movies recently, and he's a very good actor in the old Steve McQueen role. And I think Rami Malek of Mr. Robot is in the Dustin Hoffman role.
Sounds very interesting. And then from the comedy side of things, you get these folks together. Anything Kate McKinnon is in, I'm going to like. The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Yes, which is a starring vehicle for Mila Kunis, who hasn't been around on screens enough, aside from the Bad Moms franchise, about which said the less said the better. but it pairs her with Kate McKinnon of Saturday Night Live, and to my mind, Kate McKinnon is one of the best things on Saturday Night Live, but she really hasn't found a movie vehicle, and I don't know if she can. She may be one of those talents that just works really well in sketch comedy and not so well in a long-form narrative, but I'm curious to see the two of those in a film together because they're both hugely appealing performers, and they may play off each other in really good, smart ways.
And finally, The Rock, it doesn't matter. Just put The Rock in anything, and people will go see it, apparently.
Yeah, and he's in a movie called Skyscraper. What's it about? It's about a skyscraper. I think it's his Die Hard movie, and I kind of dig The Rock. I kind of like the fact that our big, brawny action hero is this guy who's actually pretty, really smart and pretty mellow and kind of a cool guy, and doesn't sort of like go around, making pig-headed political pronouncements one way or the other. He's just a guy who makes these action movies and has fun doing it and likes his fans, and his fans like him. And, that's the kind of action movie hero that I would like. There was a trailer or poster earlier in the year that showed him making this long dive from like a plane into the skyscraper window, and it became this viral thing where everybody was using like mathematics to show that he could never actually make that sort of parabolic jump. And he played along and had fun with it as well. That's my kind of action star. I don't know if the movie's going to be any good, but you can tell that he's probably going to have fun with it.
Well, and I like the fact too, I was reading an interview with him, I think at Rolling Stone, and it just seems like a really good guy who knows he's not a Shakespearean actor, but knows what he does well and takes the craft seriously, and apparently called some of his co-stars, Vin Diesel for one, for not approaching it with the same level of commitment and seriousness.
Right, right. He's very serious about what he does. I think that goes back to his early days as a wrestler, and because that's a show and that's very physical. He's not a Shakespearean actor, but I would like to see him tackle a more serious role. Not Shakespeare, but I would love to see him in a dramatic comedy or something that uses him in different ways, because I think he's a good actor, and I think he's smart, and I think he might respond to it. I think he's a tremendously appealing performer.
I agree with you on that. Ty Burr, film critic of the Boston Globe, breaking down the summer movie season for us. Read the whole thing on last weekend's Boston Globe. Every single summer movie right there for you. Get it all. Ty, always a treat for us to talk with you. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Rich. Take care.